New York.
Okay. We are on Ayin Dalid Amid Beis, all the way on top of the page.
74B1,
right? Right. Last week we learned. Okay. Okay, let's go to the last three words on the previous page. Amid of Yudah, of Yudah. The Gemara is trying to figure out, the Mishnah said an expression, whoever is forbidden to come into the Kohol, meaning to cannot marry a Jew, is allowed to marry each other. The Gemara was trying to figure out what that meant. So, Amen of Yudah Hachi Kamen, this is what it means. Top of the page. Kolo Yisurim, Harasurim Lovi Bekal Kohuna. Something like this. Anybody that cannot marry into the Kohen family, Umaynihu, who are we referring to? So, right, the Gemara says, Giyeris Pchusumi Bashalashonim Viyamechot. A girl who converted less than 3 years old. So, according to the Chachamim, she cannot marry a Kohen. I'll explain to you why. Not like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who says, Mutar and Lavi Zebazeb. Who is, that they are allowed to marry a Kohen. So, meaning like this. This girl, who converted less than 3 years old, she can marry a Mamzer, a Shtuki, a Sufi, because she's a Giyadis. Okay? Not the Reb Shimon Yochai, because Reb Shimon Yochai holds she's a full-fledged Jew. Meaning like this. A girl under three, this we started talking, then we finished. A girl under three who has relations, her virginity comes back. It's not considered relations. So Reb Shimon Yochai says, if the reason a Kohen cannot marry a Giyadis is because she was promiscuous and she lived with somebody and so on and so forth, so a girl who converted under the age of three, so that reason doesn't apply. So according to Reb Shimon Yochai, a girl who converted under three can marry a Kohen. The Chachamim disagree, and they said, no, we learn out from a Pasuk. Because it says in the Pasuk, only a girl from the house of Yisrael. Okay? So now like this. What is the Mishnah saying according to this opinion, that a girl who converted under 3 years old, okay, she cannot marry a Kohen according to the Chachamim. She can marry all the Mamzeirim, Shtukis, and Asufis, and all that. But not according to Reb Shimon Yochai. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. So 1 minute. Say it's speaking about a case that the girl is three, yeah, converted after three, and it could even go according to Reb Shimon Yochai. In other words, why can't you say that Mishnah is referring to a girl who converted after 3 years old, she's a Giyadis, right? So therefore, she can marry a Mamzer and everybody else, because she's not called Kal Hashem. Why don't you learn like that? Because the Gemara says, the Gemara answers like this, Im Kain Mitzi Da Tavra, it refutes itself. Why? You're going to say, if that's the case, you're going to say, time at the Bashal HaShanavim Echad, the only reason why she's a Giyadis, who converted after 3 years old, is allowed to marry everybody else because she's over three. But a girl that converted under three, ayin dalit amid beis. Dumateris lavi bekal kohuna, that is allowed to marry a kohen under three if you hold a kripshim yichai. Asura lavi zalazet, who can, then she wouldn't be allowed to marry each other. So he said, but b'chutzmi b'ashol shavi yamechad b'shimi yichoi, dumeteres lavi b'kol, kohuna, right, she could marry a kohen, and yet, she would be allowed to marry a mamzer, shtuki, a sufi, and everything. So the Gemara says it doesn't make sense. Anyway, so the Gemara says like this. What the Mishnah is meaning, any girl who converted less than 3 years old, who cannot marry a kohen, she can marry a mamzer, a shtuki, a sufi, all these people. What?
So her mother, who's a gear, comes a convert.
Not her mother. The girl herself converted.
3 years old.
Yeah.
How would a 3 years old girl? Why would she want to convert?
The father converts her.
Okay, the father. Okay, so she can't marry a Cohen then.
Right. According to Reb Shimon ben Yochai, if she converted less than 3 years old, she could marry a Kohen. But the halacha is like the Chacham, that she can't. Okay, so now the Gemara asks like this. Uklolohu, are you making this a general rule? That kolo asurim lovi v'kal kohunu, whoever cannot marry a kohen, mutarim lovi zebezeh, can marry all the, again, the mamdash, tuki, asufi, and all that. Because the Mishnah basically, according to the way the Gemara is interpreting this rule of the Mishnah, is that a girl who cannot marry a kohen can marry a mamza and all that. So the Gemara says, is that such a rule? It's not a rule. Why? Almana grusha v'chalala zayna, and almana cannot marry a kohen gadol, right? A widow cannot marry a kohen gadol. Grusha divorcee, chalala is the daughter of a cholo, I'll explain in a second, or a zayna, right? They cannot marry a kohen, and yet, vasurim lovi zabaza. A widow or a divorcee cannot marry a mamzer. The Gemara just made a rule, right? According to the way the Gemara defined the Mishnah. That if you can't marry a kohen, you can marry a mamzer. So we said, what are you talking about? All the women that can't marry a kohen, like a widow for a kohen gadol, divorcee, regular kohen. Zayna means a woman who lived with somebody she would not be allowed to marry. Like a woman who lived with a guy, because she can't marry a guy, she becomes what's called a zayna, she cannot marry a kohen. A chalala, what is a chalala? If a kohen marries a grusha, and they have a daughter, she's called a chalala. That chalala cannot marry a kohen. Okay? A son can marry, but a girl cannot marry a kohen. So all these people are not allowed to marry a kohen. You tell me they're allowed to marry a mamzer? You tell me every divorcee or widow can marry a mamzer? They can't be. I mean, it's not right. V'su, and the Gemara asks you this, mutter, you're saying asr. The explanation implies that if one is permitted to marry a kohen, right, then you can't marry a mamzer. Correct? That's what the Mishnah is saying. If you can't marry a kohen, right, then you can marry a mamzer. But if you're allowed to marry a kohen, then you can marry a mamzer. Correct? So Gemara says that a ger shemutter bekohenes, a ger can marry a female kohen, but you tell me mutter b'mamzeres, and yet he's also permitted to marry a mamzeres. So here's a case where a ger can marry into kohuna, and he can marry a mamzer, which is not what you said before. The Gemara said, you said a statement before, that if you're asur l'kohen, you can marry a mamzer. Which means, if you're mutter l'kohen, if you can marry a kohen, you cannot marry a mamzer. Right? So the Gemara says, a ger can marry a daughter of a kohen, and he can marry a mamzeris, because he's a ger. Right? So you see, he can marry a kohen and he can marry a mamzer. So the Gemara says, okay, changing it. Alam Rav Nosson Bar Eshiya, Rav Nosson Bar Eshiya says, Hachi Kama, this is what the Gemara means. Kol Kohen, Kol Elisa is beating. Any person whose daughter a kohen cannot marry, or my neo, Ger shenasa geiris, if a ger married a geiris, we mentioned last time, a ger who married a geiris, okay, kosher, two converts, both parents, that marry each other, their daughter cannot marry a kohen.
Oh wow.
Is that biblical? By the way, it's rabbinic. Or Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that daughters of a convert cannot marry a kohen if both parents are converts, right? Nevertheless, mutarim lavi zebezah, they can marry mamzerim. Meaning, as the Gemara is interpreting it to mean, if a ger marries a geiris, right? If a ger marries a geiris, their daughter cannot marry a kohen, okay? And therefore, they can marry a mamzer.
That's nice too.
No, because Allah is, we'll see. So the Gemara says, is that a rule? The Chol Kain, also Lisa as Bite. Any Kain that cannot marry his daughter, Mutan Love is a Bezer, can marry one and not, I mean, he can marry a Mamzer. It's not true. Cholol Shanasa Bas Yisrael. If a Cholol marries a regular Yisrael girl. The Kain also Lelisa Bita Kain cannot marry his daughter. Okay? Vasura Nami Lovis of Izet. Are they forbidden to marry one another? Meaning like this. If a Kain marries a Cholo, a Kain marries a Grusha, a Kain marries a divorcee, yeah? They have a son. That son is called a Cholo. He is not a Kain. Completely not a Kain. He can go to cemeteries. He doesn't get truma. You don't call him Kohen. He's not a Kohen, completely not. He can marry a regular Jewish girl. But the Mishnah says later on that a Kohen cannot marry his daughter. If a Cholo marries a regular Jewish girl, their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. Okay, and yet you're telling me is that they are forbidden to vasur nami love is up? Is that, are you telling me they can't marry into a mamzer? So it says like this: Kain also lisa bita. You're telling me a rule that whoever a kain cannot marry his daughter, they can marry a mamzer, right? But this cholol who married a real Jewish girl, their kid is a full-fledged Jew. A Kohen cannot marry her. You're telling me she can marry a mamzer? Of course not. So how does your rule that any woman that a Kohen can't marry, that girl can marry a mamzer? It's not true. You have a case. A Kohen cannot marry the daughter of a cholo with a bas Yisrael. Right? And, but she definitely can't marry a mamzer. She's a full-fledged Jew. So Gemara says, the Kasha is like the story of Ben Yehuda. Now, the story Ben Yehuda holds that a cholol who marries a bas Yisrael, that daughter can marry a kohen. There's a lot of different opinions in the Gemara over here. Just to get from a few of the practical halachas here. If a kohen marries a grusha, kid's a cholo, not a kain. If he marries a Yisrael, normal woman, okay, and they have a daughter, some opinions, Chachamim hold, she cannot marry a kain. But Elizabeth Abdestoy holds, she could marry a kain. That's the last thing we learned. Before that, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that a ged, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that only if both parents are converts can she not marry a Kohen. But if one parent's a convert, the kids could marry a Kohen. But the Gemara is still trying to figure out. The Gemara is making a general rule, and to each rule we have an exception. Okay? One rule we said before in the Gemara, any woman that a Kohen can't marry can marry a Mamzeres. So the Gemara said, but we have cases that disprove that. So then the Gemara says, okay, we mean a case that a Kohen can't marry the daughter, then she can marry a mamzer. So the Gemara says, one minute, the Cholo marries the Israelis, she has a daughter, they have a daughter, she's 100% Jewish, Kohen cannot marry her, yet she's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So the Gemara says, it calls that, according to the opinion, that a Kohen could marry the daughter of a Cholo. So then you don't have a case where a girl, a Kohen, cannot marry the daughter, and yet she would be allowed to marry a mamzer. I mean, it's a little, not gedrei, but it's, the word is just going into all these different exceptional weird cases that we want to find out who can marry a mamzer, who can't marry a mamzer. Okay? So far we have any person who's not called Kal Hashem can marry a mamzer. Again, today we don't do it because all you're doing is multiplying mamzerim. Okay, that's all we end up doing. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, if a Kohen can't marry her, then she can marry a mamzer. So the Gemara asked the question, no, we have another case. A manu grusha chalala cannot marry a Kohen? but they cannot marry mamzerim. So the Gemara says, okay, we're switching it. Any case, what the Mishnah means, any case that a kohen can't marry the daughter of a certain unison, whatever, relationship, they can't marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, it's not true. If a Yisrael marries a cholol, a cholol marries a Yisraelis, their daughter cannot marry a kohen, and yet she's not allowed to marry a mamzeris. So the Gemara says, no. That din, a kohen could marry that girl. So we don't have that case yet of a kohen that cannot marry a girl that could marry a mamzer. That we don't have yet. So the Gemara said, but they have a different case. Where is the problem? If a cholol marries a chalolo, that means like this. Two kohenim did sins. Okay? They both married divorcees. One kohen had a son, one kohen had a daughter. So he's a cholol and he's a chalala. Right? Now cholol can marry a chalala. He's not a kohen. And she's not a kohen. I mean, there's no problem. A cholol can marry a chalala. Yet, kohen asa lisa bite, but according to all opinions, if a cholol marries a chalala, everybody says the daughter cannot marry a kohen. If a cholol marries a Yisrael, normal yid, is it two opinions? Ablazer ben Destoy says, a kohen could marry the daughter. Chacham say no. But if a cholol married a chalala, everybody says the kid, their daughter, is not kosher for a kohen. And yet, she can't marry a mamzeris. If a cholol married a chalala, right, and had a daughter, that girl cannot marry a kohen. But she definitely can't marry a mamzer. But according to your rule, if she can't marry a kohen, then why can't she marry a mamzer? And secondly, hamutar asur, again, the same thing like before. If you're allowed to marry a kohen, that means you can't marry a mamzer. So he says, hareger shenasa bas Yisrael. Okay, a ger that married a Jewish girl, born Jewish. The kohen mutar lisa bitei, and the kohen could marry his daughter. And yet, mutarim lavi zebezeh, and yet they could marry somebody else. And yet, they would be permitted. Again, so you have, it's mutar, we just got to saying, you have a case where it's mutar to marry a kohen, and if you're mutar to marry a kohen, you can't marry a mamzer. That's what Gemara's last thing is. Right? Implies, if we say like this, if it's also for a kohen, you can marry a mamzer. Which means, if you're permissible for a kohen, you can't marry a mamzer. Right? So he says, no. If a kohen, a ged, married a real Jewish girl, okay, a kohen can marry his daughter. Right? So she's mutter a kohen.
Correct?
But she can still marry a mamzer.
If a kohen marries Israel,
right,
the daughter can marry a mamzer?
No, because according to this, if the ger marries a bas Yisrael, she still has the din of a ger, which is a little difficult to understand, because it's not. Can marry the daughter Yisrael? A kohen can marry. When a kohen can marry the daughter, yet they can marry the mamzerim. Why should she be allowed to marry a mamzer? She's a full-fledged Jew. That's what I don't get. I don't know.
It's probably going to get refuted again.
Huh?
It's going to get refuted again.
Yeah, well, anyway, the Gemara just refuted it. I mean, this doesn't make sense because then she doesn't have a din of a Mary. Okay, anyway, we'll have to see this. Okay, so Mary says like this. Elo medav nachman amar abba baravu. Alright, the Mishnah goes into another crazy case. Hocha mamze me'achesei u'mamze me'eshes ishi k'beinayu. The difference between the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, okay, the Tanakhama says, whoever cannot come into Kohol can marry one another. Reb Yudah says no. Okay, and the Gemara is trying to figure out what is Reb Yudah's opinion. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what the argument between the Chachamim said like this in the Mishnah. Whoever is not allowed to marry a Jew, okay, can marry a Mamzer. A Mamzer can marry a Shtuki, a Shtuki can marry a Mamzer. They cannot come and call Hashem, so they can marry each other. Rav Yudah says no. Okay, we don't know what Rav Yudah is saying. So Gemara says, this is the difference. Mamzer me'achay say, or mamzer me'eshes ish. Now, which creates, and this is important to explain for the upcoming Gemara. What is a mamzer? Not what we call a mamzer. What is a halachic real mamzer?
No.
That would get karas.
1 second. There's a punishment of death by court. There's punishment of karis that Hashem kills you. And there's a lav that you get malchus for. Okay? What makes you a mamzer? So normally, and there's 3 opinions. One opinion says a mamzer is only when Bezdin kills you. If you get karis, it's not a mamzer. Another opinion says, no, even if you get karis, the kid's a mamzer, but not if it's only a lav. Rabbi Kiva holds, even a lav, the kid's a mamzer. What does this mean? According to Rabbi Kiva, a kohen can't marry a grusha. Right? But it's not capital punishment. It's a lot. The Torah says you cannot marry isha zayna v'chalal grusha lo yikachu. Okay, so Kain cannot marry a grusha, but it's not capital punishment. So everybody holds it's not a mamzer except Rabbi Kiva. Kiva holds it's a mamzer.
The Torah prohibits.
The Torah says you can't marry Amon and Moavi. Yeah, you can't marry a girl from Amon and Moav even if they converted, right? That's not punishable by death. Torah says you're not allowed to marry them if they converted. Right? Rabbi Kiva holds that kid would be a mamzer. Because it's a lav.
So what's the issue of arayot? Like that arayot is the whole...
Rabbi Kiva holds this is also arayot. Okay, let's see in the Gemara. Now, the difference between the Tanakam and the Chachamim is like this. Mamzer me'achesei. The difference between the Tanakhama is if it's a legitimate child born from one sister and a mamzer from a married woman. In other words, if a guy lives with a sister and has a baby, the kid's a mamzer.
Oh boy.
Well, not according to all opinions. We're going to see in a second, not according to all opinions. A man and a sister is karis, not death by Bezdin. Eishes ish is punishable by court. Right? You get chenek. Okay? So the argument between the Rabbi Tanakama and the Rabbi Yehuda is the difference between a mamzer from a sister or a mamzer from an Eish Yesish. And the Gemara explains. Tanakama Savar Afilu Mamzer Me'achesei Nami Hava Mamzer. Okay? Because a man and a sister is only kodesh punishable. It's not death by bezdin. Okay? Therefore, the Tanakhama says, even a mamzer from your own sister, that you created from your sister, is a mamzer. But Rabbi Yehuda, Sabbat Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Me'eshes ish, have a mamzer. From an eshes ish, which is punishable by bezdin, then the kid's a mamzer. May have a mamzer. Okay? In other words, until now, the Gemara was thinking that the Mishnah is talking about Gedim. You know, if you can't marry a Kohen, you can't marry this. The Gemara says, no. Forget the Kohenim story. The Mishnah, the way the Gemara is explaining our Mishnah now, the Mishnah says a statement. Whoever is also lovey bekal can marry mamzerim. Rabbi Yehuda holds asr. I mean, even if you can not come into the kohol, you also can't marry. That's what the Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara is trying to figure out what Rabbi Yehuda says.
If the lesser one, like from the bet din, he says mamzer, but from the more chamor one,
for sure.
According to him, it's not.
It is.
No, he says not. He says.
No. Tanikama sabah afilu mamzer miachesi of the mamzer. Even from your sister, from meishesish, which is bezdin, kills you for sure. You're a mamzer.
Okay.
He holds even from your sister, which is only karis, is also a mamzer. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. From eishesish is a mamzer, because bezdin punishes you. From your sister, not.
The sister is the more severe one,
no?
No.
What's more severe? When Bezdin kills you or Hashem kills you?
Hashem.
No.
No?
No. No, for sure not.
Bezdin, the guy dies right away.
Right away. First of all, Kodesh, you're able to die 50 or 60, yeah? Secondly, of course, you could do tshuva. An Aveda of Kodesh, you could do tshuva. An Aveda of Bezdin,
You're gone.
Really, what we learned already in the past, there's a Tshuva Neida Behuda explains why on an Aveda of Chorus you could do Tshuva. Chorus is also capital punishment, you know, terrible Aveda. And on a Misa Bidei Bezdin, you can't do Tshuva. So explained very simple. The rule is, Ein Ladayin Ela Masha Ein Avrayas. A judge can only go by what he sees. Or the testimony of witnesses, basically, is what the judge sees through them. Okay? Now, if somebody does an Aveda, and two witnesses were there and they warned them and everything, yeah? Bezdin knows that he did the Aveda. Okay? Does Bezdin know the guy really did tshuva? Maybe he's an actor. That's crying, tshuva, you know. Does Bezdin really know if he did? Truth is in the heart. Truth is in the heart. Does Bezdin really know if the guy did truth in his heart? They don't know. Right? So Neidu B'Yud explains, when Bezdin has to kill you, they can only go by what they see. The Aveda they saw through the witnesses. Truth, how do they know you did truth? So therefore, truth is a doubt. Doubt cannot be moved from a definite. But Hashem, when Hashem kills you, Hashem knows if you did tshuva. If Hashem knows you did tshuva, you did tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. HaBezdin doesn't know if you do tshuva. Tshuva is inside. Tshuva is a belev. Bezdin can't see if you did tshuva or not. So according to Halacha, all over the Gemara, a punishment of Bezdin is considered a worse Aveda than a sin of Kodesh. So the Tanakhama says, even a mamzer from your sister, which is only Kodesh, is a mamzer. If it's from an Eish Yesish, for sure. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. From your sister is not a mamzer. It's only Karis. Chayvi Krisis don't create a mamzer. Okay? In fact, the Gemara says an interesting thing. Abaye says in a few places, it's going to say it in different places. Abaye says, Hakol Meidim, Babala Nida, Oyala Saita, Ein Avlad Mamzer. Lucheira, think about it. If a woman's a Nida, the punishment is Kodis. So Lucheira, if a man had lived, they didn't keep Mikveh, yeah, and they had a child, Lucheira, it's Chayvi Krisis, so Lucheira, the kid should be a Mamzer. So Abaye says in the Gemara, no, by Nida and Zay, everybody agrees the kid's not a Mamzer. Okay, whatever, the kid's not a Mamzer. But now there's a Machlekes here in the Tanoim, the way the Gemara is explaining it. If you did an Aveda of Kodis, does that make the kid a Mamzer or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to make it a Mamzer. According to the Tanakama, whoever he is, it would be a Mamzer.
Even Nida?
No, neither everybody says no.
Robert, I don't understand something.
But
why do we connect the punishment to a mamzer? I mean, why the level of punishment affects the issue of mamzer? Why can't I was always thinking that, you know, it's a incorrect relationship in a sense, you know, or what the Torah forbids, you know, in Chumash, those specific ones that a man is not allowed to have relationship or woman.
But not always does that make a mamzer. Can a kohen marry a grusha? No, I'm asking, can a kohen marry a grusha?
I'm talking arayot.
Arayot, for a kohen, she's in an ezra.
That's called arayot also?
What? That's the shiloh here. What is arayot? Is it a lav? Which is Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Is it kodesh? Which is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
So the kind of punishment determines...
No, I'm not kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda holds only Asians.
So the kind of punishment determines if it's arayot or not.
That's what this argument is, according to the Gemara now, yeah. Yeah. Again, is a kohen allowed to marry a grusha?
No.
So for him, that's arayot. But it's not a mamzer.
Where in Torah talks about mamzer?
Huh?
Torah talks about mamzer.
Well, you have a mamzer b'kol Hashem.
But then we don't know the definition of mamzer. That's what.
If the Torah would clearly say the definition of a mamzer, we wouldn't have an argument in the Gemara. That's the question. What is a mamzer?
In Chumash, where does it say with regard to mamzer?
Lo yavim mamzer kiseita. Lo yavim mamzer b'kol Hashem. What is a mamzer? That we don't know.
Wow. I think it's clear.
That's what the Gemara is discussing here.
There is no pasuk. Rashi goes pasuk for shat. What is mamzer?
Yeah. Don't forget, there's the argument and there's the halacha of this. Okay? The Pasuk Kiseitzi says, Le'yovim mamzer b'kal Hashem. Rashi says, Le'yisa Yisraelis. A mamzer cannot marry a Jewish girl. Okay? Mamzer. Now, contrary to public misconception, okay, I'm reading things, a mamzer is not someone born out of wedlock. Some people think they're not married, the kids are mamzer. That's not true. Okay? It's someone who born to a union between man and woman whose marriage can never be valid, such as a union between brother and sister, or other forms of incest, or a married woman who bore another man's child. Okay? A mamzer and all of their descendants may never marry into the nation. They may, however, marry Kamitz or other Mamzerim, but again, we don't, like we said, because then the kids are going to be Mamzerim.
This is completely different from what we are doing now. That doesn't talk about the punishment. It has to do with if the
Rashi is defining
or
the
not.
Pshat. Here with the
English born I'm talking about. It just depends on if the kiddushim is chal. If kiddushim is not chal, it's not a man. No. If it doesn't chal, it's not a mamzer. I mean, it seems clear. If the kiddushim is not chal, then it's an mamzer. I mean, that's what it's saying, the English one, no?
That's what the guy at the bottom wrote.
Yeah.
So, when is kiddushin not chal? That's the question of the Gemara.
What does that have to do with the punishment, or that determines it?
Let me ask you a question. If a man, lapel, we hold l'alocha that any chayv krisis and mises bezdin is mamzer. That's the halacha. Okay. Now, if a man comes over to his single sister, yeah, boy and a girl, brother and sister, yeah. She's not married. Comes over to her in front of two witnesses and says, "Arei am kodeshesli b'tabazu kodas meishu v'yisro." And she takes the ring in front of two witnesses. Yeah? Does she need a get?
No.
Why?
It's not chal.
Why not?
It's a sister.
Why not? Is it because the Torah forbids it?
Does it?
I'm asking you.
I assume so.
Okay. So I'm going to go something else. If a kohen comes over to a divorcee in front of two witnesses and says, "Harei at mekodeshesli b'tabazu kadas meisha b'yisrael," in front of two witnesses, he gives the divorcee a ring.
Shouldn't, but I've heard that you say
it. Is it kedushin or not? Does she need a get from this kohen?
Yes.
Yeah.
The sister doesn't need a get from her brother. Yeah? But this woman needs. Not only that, I'll tell you another case.
He's nice. He gives up.
Mamzer comes over to a regular Jewish girl. A mamzer. Real mamzer. Yeah? Comes over to a Jewish girl. Single Jewish girl. In front of two witnesses. Says, "Arei at mekudesh shel tibet tabazu kedas meishu v'yisro."
The Torah shouldn't. Torah says they cannot.
Now, does this woman need a get from the mamzer or not?
No.
Yes.
Why? The Torah says it's not a part of the
kahal. So obviously, the definition of kedushin not teifis, the kedushin not being effective, is not only because the Torah says no, because a kohen with a grusha is not punishment; it's only a lav. Mamzer with a Yisraelis is only a lav. Brother and a sister is kares. Right? If a brother lives with a sister, both single, it's kares. If a man lives with a married woman, it's kares. I mean, it's chenek, it's worse. Right? So obviously, a mamzer by definition, we see clearly, is not the fact that the Torah forbids it. It's what type of forbidden does the Torah make it? So these are the various opinions in the Gemara. The Tanna Kamma holds, any time there's capital punishment, whether it's Bezdin or Hashem, the kids, the Kedushin is not Teifis. The Kedushin doesn't become effective. If the Kedushin doesn't become effective, that's when the kid is a mams if they live together. A brother and a sister, Kedushin doesn't exist. So therefore, if they live together, it's a mamzer.
According to who again?
According to the Tanna Kamma here, even by a sister and a brother where the punishment is only kodesh, but he holds anytime the kedushin is not chal, the kedushin not teifis as it's called, the kid's a mamzer. Rav Yehuda holds, no. If it's forbidden only with the punishment of kodesh, the kid's not a mamzer. That doesn't mean it's allowed. It's forbidden. And the punishment is going to be kodesh. But the kid's not a mamzer. Now let's continue. Tanna Kamma sava, Tanna Kamma holds. Okay. Okay. What?
Okay.
74b2 at the end of the page or in the Gemara, it's a little bit beyond midway. Tanakama Savim Afilu Mamza Meachoise I Avinami Avamazim. is also a mamzer, and therefore she cannot marry a mamzer. I mean, no, therefore, asudim lovi bekol, therefore she could marry a mamzer. Because according to him, it's a mamzer, right? So if she's a mamzer, she can marry a mamzer. Reb Yehuda Savad, may eishes ish, where bezdin kills you, then it's a mamzer. May achay say, where it's only kodesh, they have a mamzer. Then it's not a mamzer. Okay? So what do you see from here? That there's pashut the argument between Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Tanakhama is, the Chachamim hold, any mamzer, she's a mamzer, she can marry a Jewish guy, she can marry a mamzer. What's the definition according to the Tanakhama? From your sister, from definitely from an Eishasish, to mamzer. Rav Yehuda says, no, not all mamzerim cannot marry a mamzer. Because a brother and a sister's child is not really a mamzer, and therefore she cannot marry a mamzer. So the Gemara asks, what's our Mishnah teaching us? We have a clear Mishnah somewhere that says clearly this din. What do we need our Mishnah for? Tanina, we learned it already in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ezehu Mamzer, what is the definition of a Mamzer? Okay, there's a Mishnah in Yevamos. What is the definition of a Mamzer? So he says, Kol Shuhu B'Loyovay. Anytime the Torah says Loyovay, even if it's just a lav, Rabbi Kiva says the kid's a mamzer. Huh? Like we said, if a kohen marries a grusha, you marry someone from Ammon and Moav, you know, all the ones that the Torah says you can't marry them. Reb Shimon HaTimoni Eimer, Shimon HaTimoni knows. Kol shechayovim olav kodes bidei shemayim. Even the mishnah of Allah kedvarim. Any punishable by heaven, even by heaven, even kodes is a mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, kol shechayovim olav mises bezdin. So you see clearly three tanoim arguing in the definition of a mamzer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, only if Bezdin kills you are you a mamzer. According to Shimon HaTimani, and the Mishnah itself says that's the halacha, as long as it's capital punishment, death, whether by Hashem, by Bezdin, doesn't matter. Rabbi Kiva is very strict. Rabbi Kiva says, any chai v'lavin is a mamzer.
Can we say that Rabbi Akiva means, implies that like the only Rabbi Akiva says that if with the Goy also, Goya makes it mamzer. But the other two, only talking about the Jewish girls.
The what?
Rabbi Akiva says, any time the Torah says, below Yavo, okay? They applies by going too, right? Not marrying Goy.
Love.
The love. But the other two, they're not talking about the Goy. Because the Kodesh is not
a Goy. No, because according to Rabbi Akiva, no, because if you marry a Goy, the kids are Goyim. Not mamzerim.
The Torah says,
"Lo yavo," like mamzer moavi. No, excuse me. When the Torah says, "No, this is a mistake," what does it mean?
Anytime the word "lo yavo" comes, no, or
"lam." No.
When the Torah says, "No."
No.
The Torah, right after mamzer, yeah, "lo yavi ameini umayavi bekal Hashem," or "lois zayim." Dorsh by Loisazayiv Mitzri, Geneda Mitzri, because you're a Banamashi Yvoldalam Dorsh Lishi, a third generation. Okay? When the Torah says, L'yavi Ameini Yamayavi Bekalashim, what does it mean? You can't marry a girl from Amin and Mayav? You can't marry any Shiksa. American girl Shiksa you can marry. Can't marry.
No, to convert them in the to become convert the first generation.
Oh, okay. So is that what you say? So what is when the Torah says you can't marry a girl from Ammon and Moav? What does that mean?
Even
if they converted.
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay. That's Ammon and Moav.
Ammon and Moav or Mitzri. Mitzri, you need third generation. That means a Mitzri Rishon can marry a girl who converted from Mitzrayim,
I'm saying like
and their kids, and the third generation could.
Yeah, so imagine they converted, became Jew, according to Rabbi Akiva.
The kids are Mamzer, correct.
But according to the other two, only talking about the Jews, we're not talking about the non-Goy.
No, then that this lady's not a Goy. I'm in a Mamzer, she converted Kalacha, she's a Geiris.
Okay, yes.
But the Torah says Loyavai.
Okay.
Now, is it capital punishment? No. If a girl from Ammon converts, yeah? Well, that's a Mayavi and not Mayavis. Okay? If a man from Ammon or Mayav converted, can he marry a Jewish girl?
No.
And if they do it, what's the punishment?
I don't think
it's... It's a laugh.
Yeah, but it's not the Kaddish.
No. Now, is there a kid of Mamzer?
No.
Contra Rabbi Kiva, it is. Contra Rabbi Kiva, it is.
Yeah, okay, so
now, think a step further. A man and his sister, can they have to be together? No. If they give birth to a kid, the kid's a mamzer?
According to...
So according to Shimon HaTimani, yes he is. According to Rabbi Yeshua, or Agamar, the way he explained Rabbi Yehuda, no, kid's not a mamzer. Because only Bezdin, if the punishment is Bezdin kills you, then you're a mamzer.
Rabbi Kiva,
every love is a mamzer. Says Nid and Seiter.
For Moab, the woman who converted from Moab, you get married, like Ruth.
That's the whole. That was the whole fight with Ruth, with Boaz, with Pliny Armeni.
Yeah, they didn't know the halacha to well done.
They did. The halacha was questionable until David HaMelech's time.
Why marriage creates...
You know what happened to David HaMelech? It's an unknown story, but it's a medrash.
It's father, yeah.
Okay. David Yishai, who is one of the four people that only died because death was decreed in the world because of the snake. Yishai was one of the four top holy guys in the world, yeah? Yishai was a descendant of Rus. Okay? And when he was learning, he realized that because he comes from a Mayavi, that he cannot stay married.
Cannot stay married.
Cannot stay married.
To who?
To his wife. Because Layavi Bakal. He's from he's a descendant of Mayav. From Rus. So Medr says, I don't think he divorces, but he separated himself from his wife.
And then she gets pregnant.
And his wife was of the opinion, like the right halach, that the female Mayav doesn't matter. It's only Mayavi, Valei Mayavia. So she came to the middle of the night and they lived together. She got pregnant. So Yishai thought the kid is a mamzer, came from a different guy.
From a different guy?
From
him?
No, he didn't know it was from him.
What, he had relationship, he didn't know it was him.
In those days, well, Rachel Yaakov and Rachel and Leah.
But he had another wife too. So.
Yeah, it was different wives, so he didn't know it was this wife, and she slipped in instead of the other wife, whatever. So when David HaMelech was born, he was an outcast by Yishai. Yishai considered him a mamzer because he thought his wife committed adultery. So David HaMelech, as a kid, was thrown out of his house. When Shmuel HaNavi, they bring this down, Twersky in his book, brings down that no matter what he lived through, look what happened to David HaMelech. When Shmuel was told by Hashem, after he revoked Shaul's kingdom, so Hashem said to Shmuel HaNavi, go pick a son from Yishai's kids. So he comes to Mr. Rabbi Yishai, and he says, give me your kids. And it was seven kids, I think, whatever. No, 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 no.
Where's the other
one? So he says, somebody's missing.
He could tell which one is...
Yeah.
It's a Navi.
It's a Navi. Hashem told him pick one, so he knew Hashem was going to give him. None of the above. So he said, I have another son, but
he's a mamzer.
So he said, let me see him. Brings David HaMelech, he says, yep, that's him. So they understood that he made a mistake. But that was all fine. Why did Boaz marry Ruth and not Pliny Armeni? Plain Almeini said, you can't marry her, she's a convert from Mayav. And Bayaz was Makabel from Bezdin. That is only male, not female. So Rus was a female, so he married her. There was nothing wrong with it. But right, David Malchim Mashiach comes, it's all from Rus. Right?
Oh, if they had a Bezdin and they accepted, why Yishai had
because there was an argument, obviously, in Allah what was going on. It wasn't universally accepted then.
Rabbi, why Kiddushin creates the Mamzer? If there is no Kiddushin.
Not Kiddushin. The lack of Kiddushin creates a Mamzer.
No, no, no. Between a Jew and a Goy, why the, I don't know, the marriage, a Goyish marriage.
It's not a marriage.
It's
not so why do we say if they are married, it creates Mamzer, and if they are not if they just live together, nothing
Who?
Happens?
A Jew with a shiksa doesn't create a Mamzer. Never.
If they are married.
Even if they're married, it's not a Mamzer. Is it Chayvi Krisis? No.
That's a misconception.
It's a Schatting Bum.
Oh, it's a different.
It's a love.
Okay, fine. So why Kiddushin creates a problem? And just no, not living.
It's not that Kiddushin creates the problem. Kiddushin, if the Kiddushin is not effective, then the kid's a Mamzer. So Rabbi Kiva holds, even by a lav of Amin and Merva, the Kedushin is not effective. If the Kedushin is not effective, according to Rabbi Kiva, the kid's a Mamzer.
So, then he says, like, where is it, in Tanya or somewhere, that what is that cannot be fixed if they have a...
Tanya being Zadamba, it's from the Gemara.
Yeah, from, so...
Abola ever, it's a little Mamzer.
Yeah.
No.
Mamzer or...
Elid Mamzer.
Oh, Mamzer.
Mamzer.
So Mashiach,
but if they have a relation with a shikser and they have a kid, that's not part of that?
No. So the Rambam writes, Chil Hashem, and Kanoim Pagim, you can do the Pinchas story. And
only Mamzer cannot be fixed. But right. Mamzer can come to...
That kid could be fixed because they can convert.
Yes, yeah, so what's the problem?
What's the problem?
He says, yeah, as long as the kid is alive, his teshuva is not something like
it's
that.
It's by a Mamzer.
A Mamzer?
In Chassidish Yisrael, it says even...
Well, Mamzer can...
You know the story of Rabbi Yosef Balagola, the coachman? Yeah.
Oh, the story, yeah.
What happened to that guy when he eventually did tshuva?
Yeah.
His wife died, the shiksa died, the mamzeirim died, they all died.
Because he converted?
No, he did such a level of tshuva that they died.
As long as they are alive, it's the tshuva.
Right. They got a...
But there's no condition between a goy and a Jew.
Right.
But the kid's still not a Mamzer.
Right. He's not Jewish.
But there is a Kiddushin between a Goy and a Jew.
No, there isn't.
You don't need a get?
If a Jewish woman is married to a Goy,
okay.
Does she need a get?
Not get, but the Kiddushin is. I mean...
What Kiddushin?
No, because it's not a Jewish...
Is she a married woman?
So what is the... When the
let me ask you a question. If a Jewish woman is married to a Goy, okay, and she commits adultery with a Jewish man, is the kid a Mamzer?
According to Goyish halacha, yeah. According to Jewish halacha, no.
Talk about Jewish halacha.
No, she's not. I mean, he's not.
Goyim between themselves. We learned before, Amadai melech hamer. Just by hamer, there's no kedushin. By Goyim, there's no kedushin. But between Goyim themselves, there is kedushin.
Oh.
Because one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Neach is Gila Arayis. Yeah, Eishes Ish is also for a guy, right? Eishes Ish is forbidden for a guy. If there's no Kedushin, she's not married.
So what is the Mishum Chatnut? The Torah says, the Pasuk says, Mishum Chatnut, you can't marry. I mean,
well, it's a Chatin Bum.
Yeah.
No.
So what does that mean? That means a Jew cannot
designate her as a wife. But a Baal Aram is Kanoim Paikim Bay. It's forbidden anyway.
When the Pasuk says you cannot marry them, all it means is you cannot designate
them as a wife.
Right. Doesn't talk about, so that doesn't mean Kedushin. That doesn't mean some sort of
No.
Civil law type of
No.
Rabbi, so the line of David, he's the Mashiach, right?
Designation.
He's come from a very the line of Mashiach what come Kedushin, from a very difficult background, right?
My girlfriend.
Very dark background.
What do you say?
Well, you could start a little bit earlier in history. Where does Amin Amev come from? Light and his two daughters.
Lot and his two daughters.
Right. Oh, wow. And where else does Bayez come from? From Yehuda and Tamar, father-in-law, daughter-in-law.
Oh, so in other words, that family line is...
That was permitted.
Oh, who decided these people? Who decided that David's line has to be the Mashiach? Who made that decision? He did.
God and me.
God and you.
And before that, Adam and Eve.
Not Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve was
the children.
What's the name? Cain and Hevel marry. They married their sisters.
So in other words, a lot of
that's, by the way, one of the reasons. There's a passage that says, Olam Chesed Yibana, the world is created with Chesed. It says a lot of interpretations. But the Medrash says, what does it mean, Olam Chesed Yibana? Because by a man marrying a sister, it says Chesed Hu. Rashi says, Chesed over there means an abomination. But Olam Chesed Yibana means it was the abomination of a brother and a sister. From all, in Pashis Achrimais,
the whole world is about
Achrimes.
Yeah, after I live, I feel so low. You're nothing, you know. You're not even bubbly. If you're bubbly, maybe. But if you're Rishalmi, in trouble. The whole world is in trouble.
Chesed Ho. What's the pasuk Chesed Ho? I'm looking at Achimesh, but it doesn't say. There's another place where it says Chesed also.
Even in Babel, there was a lot of trauma. It depends on where in the Babel. It's.
Just when everybody left.
Really did
a job. So we don't have this oral Torah like this the way we have it.
If it wasn't Gemara because Rabbi. If it was Gemara Yerushalmi also. I mean, it doesn't mean. I mean, we don't want to have destruction just to have Gemara at Babylon.
Yeah, but we didn't, like, if we didn't get the second Luchos, we wouldn't have oral Torah, he says.
Okay, I don't want to waste time. But by a brother and a sister, not here, not the Nachrimes. Somewhere I remember us. It says Chesed also Shnehem.
So Chesed has another meaning.
Chesed, Rashi says, means abomination.
Where does he get that from? I mean, where? It's based on logic.
Hashem allowed it. Hashem
could. No. The word Chesed. How could one touch it like that, based on the context of the pasuk?
Sometimes you do the opposite.
Huh?
Do the opposite.
Well, it's not even opposite. What do you mean? What does Chesed okay, I'm not gonna. Abomination?
Oh. One second, here it is. Yeah, here it is. In Parshas Kedeshim, it says, Isha Sheyikach HaSachaysay. A man marries his what sister? Bas Avivay Basimei. V'ras Ervasi, he sees her nakedness. V'isires Ervasi, and she sees his nakedness. Chesed Hu? So Rashi said, what is Chesed Hu? Loshen Arami Cherpa.
Oh, Cheref.
Okay, embarrassment. Then Rashi Medrashay, Im Temer Kayin Nosa Chesei. Right? Kayin married his sister. Chesed asa mokim, the Torah did chesed, livnis eilam mimenu, to build the world from it, shenema eilam chesed yibana. So it's really, it's a medrash, Rashi being done. But Rashi says in Kedeshim, that why does it say by everything only chesed by brother and a sister? Because that was the chesed, that eilam chesed yibana was the chesed of a brother marrying a sister, because that's how the world came into existence. Okay, that's until after Pesach.